Here's a number that should stop you mid-sprint. $40,000 a month in Claude API spend, covering support, marketing, dev, personal assistant agents, and family office analytics across 24 businesses. No exaggeration, no VC pitch deck. That's Andrew Wilkinson's live production stack, documented publicly on the Greg Eisenberg podcast just last week. And the follow-on number is just as important. 50% of that effort is debugging. 30% is improving. Only 20% is productive output. That ratio is the most honest public calibration of where agentic AI actually stands right now, and it's the lens you should apply to everything we're building with. Let's start with what Wilkinson actually built, because the architecture is directly replicable. His CFO, someone with zero prior coding experience, took Claude Code, spent 2 weeks, and rebuilt the core analytics functionality of Adapar, a SaaS product that charges $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Total token cost, somewhere between $500 and $1,000. The pattern underneath that story is event-driven orchestration, with Claude as the reasoning engine, specialized agents mapped to bounded business functions, and Harbor. That's github.com/geekforbrains/harbor, as a GUI harness that gives you multi-agent state visibility. If you've ever stared at a terminal wondering what your agents are actually doing right now, Harbor is the answer. The critical prerequisite Wilkinson flags, and this is where teams consistently hit the wall, is data unification before agent expansion.
If you don't have all your data sources feeding into a centralized vector store before you start spinning up agents, you end up with the failure mode he explicitly describes. Agents that return the wrong CEO name, approximate numbers instead of exact figures, hallucinated context. Get the vector store right first. Pinecone is his choice. GBrain follows the same pattern. Then build the agents on top.
Now let's talk infrastructure economics, because the macro picture this week has direct implications for how you should be procuring compute. Hyperscaler CapEx, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft combined, is on track for $715 billion in 2026. That's roughly double the prior year. Quarterly CapEx from the five largest data center builders has quadrupled since mid-2023. Business investment in data center construction has more than tripled over 3 years. The GDP contribution from computers and peripherals is at its highest point in 60 years, higher than the dot-com era, higher than the initial internet build-out. Here's what that means for you as an operator. Inference API pricing is falling 40 to 60% year over year as that capacity comes online. But GPU hardware lead times remain constrained through at least late 2026. The actionable move is a split strategy. Lock-in reserve GPU capacity contracts 12 to 18 months ahead for any planned on-premise or dedicated inference workloads. Simultaneously, exploit the falling API pricing by routing your non-latency-sensitive workloads to managed inference providers right now. The efficient frontier here is not picking one lane, it's using both. Before you scale spend, though, there are five cost levers you can pull, and most teams are leaving all of them on the table. The first one takes zero code changes. If you have a system prompt longer than 1.024 tokens, enable Anthropic's prefix caching, 1 API parameter, backquote, cache_control, backquote, set to ephemeral. Your repeated system prompt cost drops from $3 per million tokens to 30 cents. That's a 90% reduction on every repeated call. Document analysis pipelines, support agents, any workflow with a fixed large prompt. This applies immediately. Building on that, model routing by task complexity is your next lever. If you can push 60% of your simple classification and extraction tasks to Claude Haiku or Gemini Flash, you're looking at input costs of $0.075 to 25 cents per million tokens versus $3 for Sonnet. A rule-based classifier,
prompt length plus keyword heuristics, takes one engineering day. An ML-based classifier takes a week. Start with a rule-based version. More importantly, semantic response caching can eliminate 50 to 70% of your inference costs on repeated query patterns. Implement Redis-based caching with a cosine similarity threshold around 0.92 to 0.95 using GPT cache or a custom implementation. 3 to 5 engineering days, $50 to $200 a month in infrastructure. If your users are asking similar questions repeatedly, and they are, this pays back fast. Fourth lever, the Anthropic Batch API. For any workload that doesn't need a real-time response, nightly data processing, bulk document analysis, scheduled reporting, you get a 50% cost discount with a 24-hour latency trade-off. That's a straightforward trade for async workloads. And fifth, if you're running high volume, know your self-hosting break-even. Llama 3.370B on 5A100 GPUs runs about $9,000 a month in infrastructure. That breaks even against Claude Haiku at roughly 8 million requests a month, and against GPT-4o at around 600,000 requests a month. But factor in 2 to 3 megaliters engineering FTEs for operations before the volume math alone makes it look attractive. Combined prompt caching, model tiering, semantic caching, you're looking at 60 to 75% cost reduction versus an unoptimized single model setup. At $105,000 a month unoptimized, that optimization stack brings you to $26,000 to $42,000. That's $60,000 to $80,000 a month back in your operating budget. None of this is manageable without observability. Helicone has a free tier, takes 30 minutes to set up, runs as a proxy. Langfuse is open source and self-hosted if you want zero SaaS cost. Instrument before you optimize. Flying blind on per-request cost and latency is the single most common failure mode teams hit when AI spend starts scaling. Two more things worth flagging this week. First, Hermes Agent version 0.12 from Nose Research introduced something called a curator, a background process that runs on a 7-day default schedule, autonomously grades, consolidates, and prunes degraded or duplicate skills from the agent's library. This solves a retrieval precision problem that LangChain and Crew AI both require manual remediation for. Goldie's coverage reports a 57% reduction in cold start latency. If you're in a regulated industry, healthcare, finance, legal, the data on your hardware architecture is a compliance advantage that's hard to replicate with SaaS meeting intelligence tools. Second, Google announced native file generation across Docs, Sheets, Slides, Word, Excel, PDF, CSV, and Markdown. Interesting if true. But the source is a promotional video with no technical specification and no confirmed API endpoint. Do not architect production pipelines around this until you've verified the API documentation at ai.google.dev. What is verified? Gemini 1.5. Flash at $0.075 per million tokens input is 40 to 67 times cheaper than GPT-4o for high-volume document generation. Benchmark it regardless of the file generation feature. And one GTM signal worth internalizing before you go. Stephen Bartlett's team documented one analyst plus two agents replacing five analyst headcount, with agents screening inbound opportunities, running proactive market searches, generating IC prep memos. Sandy Lee built a Claude Code automation stack for her own content operation, then sold the same system as a $5,500 a month SEO retainer. Her total system cost is about $120 a month. The GTM lesson is that the pricing anchor is the human team equivalent cost, not the tooling cost. If you're building AI-augmented services, that's the number you put in front of clients. Your sprint goal coming out of today, three moves, this week. 1. Instrument Helicone or Langfuse before you touch anything else. 2. Enable prompt caching on every system prompt over 1024 tokens. 3. Spin up a proof-of-concept support triage agent using Harbor as your harness, and verify your vector store is centralized before you add a second agent. That's the foundation Wilkinson built his entire 24 business stack on. Thanks for being here. That's your AI build briefing for today. Keep your abstractions clean, your vendors multiple, and your observability on before the spend scales. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your CEO brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.